Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Meredith Union Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
As we get into fall, the spiders are starting to come out, as you said. Let's go ahead and get right into it.
Well, that sounds good. I know it doesn't quite seem like fall is here with this weather that we've been having, but I know it is about to be here. And one of the things I wanted to talk about was spiders that are starting to show up. I have seen several show up on my Facebook page of people taking pictures of their really colorful spiders. And I know we were out fixing some fence, and I said to my husband, "Ooh, look up there at that giant spider." You know, and at first, I think our instant reaction is, "Oh, be scared of it. We should kill it. We should bomb the house. We should do whatever." But not all spiders are bad. The biggest thing is that is one of the most common phobias in America. However, spiders are predators that feed on insects and other pests in our garden and landscapes. And so a lot of times there is a benefit to many of the things that we have, and they help control other things, and sometimes our fear can't oversee that. But with a couple different spiders, that is something that you can kind of think as a positive, because the spiders may feed on insects that are going to cause damage to our ornamentals and our vegetable crops, which this time of year we're not really thinking too much about those. But if we can leave those alone, they'll take up residence in our gardens and landscapes and help us out. I don't know that that's 100% control, but they will definitely take care of some of those insects that are causing the damage. And there are two common species of garden spiders in Kansas that are active during the day, and that's the yellow garden spider, and the banded garden spider. The yellow garden spider is going to have a black abdomen with yellow markings and black legs with a yellow or red band. That's actually the one that I just saw. They make a very elaborate web, and it's very large, the spider itself and its web. And this the banded garden spider has continuous bands across the abdomen and legs, and those are going to be alternating white and dark with orange and black bands on the legs. And like I said, they both create these large webs, and a lot of times we think of spider webs of just kind of being a single layer. These will be really intricate with a lot of zigzag tendencies and things like that. And so these spiders are out there. They're starting to show up this fall. They're getting ready to lay eggs, and that is why we're seeing them more. And these garden spiders rely on vibrations that move through their web to indicate that they've caught their prey, which is the same for all spiders. And if we can leave those alone, they will be beneficial to our garden, and they are not harmful to us. I think that's probably the biggest question that I get asked or that I've seen on these Facebook posts of, is it going to hurt me? These two spiders are not harmful to humans. Not that I'm saying go out and catch one and, you know, carry it around in your hand, but definitely are safe to be around and aren't going to cause any problems. Plus, they make for great pictures. So those are just a couple of spiders that you're probably seeing right now. And keep in mind, they are helpful. They're not harmful to us. And, hey, you might even get a great picture to post on your Facebook feed. You just never know. So, but if you have any other questions about identifying other spiders or these spiders, please feel free to give your local extension office a call, or you can call us here at the Meredith Zine District. The Bound City office is 913-795-2829, and our Paola office is 913-294-4306.
I love that. Very, very interesting stuff. Coming up tomorrow at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.